Hey, this is H1. We're going to be running it back with another episode talking about chess knowledge, chess wisdom, and chess understanding. Today, we will be going over the U.S. Chess Championship of 2022 regulations. Let's get started. I didn't go over it the last video because it was getting a little bit too long, but hey, the regulation on the chess website is going to be in the description below. It is uschesschamps.com. uschesschamps.com. All right, follow along with me. The 2022 U.S. Championship and the 2022 U.S. Women's Championship shall both be 14 players, tournaments paired as a round robin. The players have to be prompt. The players more than 30 minutes late for a round shall forfeit that round. That would be crazy. Players not at their board of the beginning of each round may receive a fine of $500 to be deducted from their prize for each occurrence. Huh. That's pretty crazy. I'm not going to lie. Isn't Magnus Carlsen always late? But anyway, no draws. Well, let me say the rest of the sentence before I say... That just sounds crazy. A no-draw rule will be in effect throughout the event, including any playoff games. Players may not mutually agree to a draw. In an event of a claim for a draw under Article 9.2 of the FIDE Laws of Chess, threefold repetition, or under Article 9.3 of the Law's 50-move rule, one of the event arbiters must be asked by the players to verify the claim. And this is a big one, too. No electronics. All right. No electronics devices shall be allowed in the tournament area. Any violation of this policy shall result in a fine of $500 to be deducted from player's prize fund for each occurrence. And remember, each player gets a certain amount of money. So this would definitely hurt a player that was in 14th place that doesn't get that much of the prize fund. That would be crazy. You dang near taking half my check. Okay, the juicy part. Time controls. What is going to be the time controls at the U.S. Chess Championship? And most people already know that it's going to be classical time controls. But for the people who are new to chess, here we go. The time control. 90 minutes for the first 40 moves, followed by 30 minutes for the rest of the game with an additional 30-second increment per move starting from move one. So, for example, every time... Wait a minute. Wait. 90 minutes for the first 40 moves, followed by 30 minutes for the rest of the game. Okay, so the 30-second increment only applies to after 40 moves in the 30-minute section. Okay? And that's what is usually done in most classical games around the world. The notation, due to the 30-second increment, players are required to maintain an accurate and legible score sheet at all times during all games and are required to keep their notation up to date. Playoff procedures. The following tie breaks will be used for the purposes of cross table in any special prizes or trophies. Wait a minute, we got special prizes now? That's weird. All right. The special prizes is direct encounter, most blacks, Koya system, Cinnaborn, Berger, one games. If two or more players are tied for first, a playoff shall be held to determine final standings among all tied players. An Armageddon game is defined as follows. White shall start with 5 minutes and black shall start with 4 minutes. A 2 second increment shall be added starting with move 61. Black shall be declared the winner if the game ends in a draw. And if you didn't understand that, Armageddon game pretty much forces somebody to win. Even if the game is drawn on the chessboard, black wins since he defended and he had less time in the beginning. Two players. The tie will be broken with a two-game rapid match. If the contest is still undecided, the match will be decided by an Armageddon game. So there's definitely not going to be any tied, what am I trying to say? What is H1 trying to say? It's definitely not going to be any tied results for other players. That's what I'm trying to say. Shoot. It's not going to be two players on the same place. Three or four players. If there are three or four players tied for first, the players shall contest a rapid round robin. If no clear winner is produced, the remaining tied players shall contest a blitz 3 minute plus two increment round robin. Okay. And if they're still tied among the three or four players, then we're going to have to see two game match if two players remain tied. Okay, yada, yada, yada. If the contest is still undecided, the winner will be decided by a series of Armageddon games. That would be crazy. We've never seen that before. And they have something on more than four players, but that usually never happens. If it does happen, I will go over the regulations on this channel on Chess Knowledge with H1. But anyway, this is going to be an exciting event just based on all the people that is going to be here right now. Sadly, Hikaru Nakamura is not going to be in the event, but you know, he's streaming, doing better things and greater things. And he's said multiple times that that is his main job. But anyway, I don't know. What do y'all think? Do y'all think that Wesley So is going to win? Fabiana Caruana, Levon Aronian? And I'm going to say it here right now. I'm going for Fabiana Caruana. He needs to dust off for this event. That saying is not right. But anyway, yeah, I'm going for Fabiana Caruana. I don't know about anybody else. Sam Shankle was pretty good the time where he was playing like a 2800, but I don't know if that's going to happen in this tournament event. Maybe Levon Aronian has a chance too as a newcomer, but anyways, it's going to be exciting, and I'm excited to see exactly if Jeffrey Xiong is going to show out today, because he's 21. He needs to start playing with the big boys, even though he can whoop my tail. Let me just emphasize that. Like, this is just giving normal advice, okay? Don't sue me, bro. But anyway, yeah, this is going to be pretty good. Thank you for choosing this video, and thank you for picking this channel. Hey, I'll see you next time. Stay notified, all right?